From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. This rather eclectic music is by an internationally successful rock band whose work was inspired, at least in part, by a story best known from a German play, published way back in 1806. Now, if you're thinking that there can't be too many early 19th century plays with legacies extending to 20th century rock bands, you're right. But if ever there were a likely candidate, it's an iconic drama by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe that shares a name with the group we've been listening to. The band is called Faust. And while Goethe's Faust may not be a widespread influence on mainstream rock and roll, things are different in the world of classical music. You may recognize this as the resounding opening to the Symphony No. 8 by Gustav Mahler. The first part of that symphony revolves around a Latin hymn. But do you remember the inspiration for part two? Right. Most of Mahler's massive Symphony of 1,000 is based on the story of Faust as told by Goethe. And there are plenty of other great works inspired by Goethe's drama. This, for example. This music by Hector Berlioz is from his powerful, dramatic legend called The Damnation of Faust. Like the symphony by Mahler, it requires an impressive array of orchestra, chorus, and soloists. And why not? Goethe's play, with its sensational storyline and profound implications, seems made for the most dramatic music a composer can muster. And with respect to Mahler and Berlioz, the most effective musical version of Faust may well be by Charles Gounod. It's a score that tells the immortal story in the most purely dramatic musical genre of them all, opera. Coming up on World of Opera, Gounod's Faust comes to us from the Royal Theater, the Teatro Regio, in Turin, Italy. We'll hear tenor Charles Castronovo in the title role, with bass Ildar Abdrazakov as Mephistopheles and soprano Irina Lungu as Marguerite, in a production led by conductor Gian Andrea Nozeda.